Right. And then you see it go down. And as you said, it has never gone back up. So, but it looks like we're going to get the stimulus package. It's going to be $1.4 trillion direct payments to people, direct portals for unemployment insurance, guaranteed no interest or very tiny interest loans for small businesses to get over the hump, could get $1,000 an adult, things of that nature. Interest rates gone down again, but stock market opens today down another 1,300. I want to talk about interest rates and mortgage and how that might affect you. Joining us now with Joe Morrissey is our good friend from Cornerstone First Financial, Mark Livingstone. Hey, Mark, thanks for dialing in. You're with John Fredericks and Joe Morrissey. A lot of people wondering right now, look, they want access to cash. Is this the best time to refi, get your payments down? Help us understand if you're looking to buy something, is now the time? Make that all work for us in about 5 minutes, Mark.
Perfect. Good morning, gentlemen. Good to talk to you. Coming at you live from downtown Washington, D.C., and what we have here is a very, very fluid situation. Like you just mentioned, the Dow is already back down, giving away the gains that it got yesterday after President Trump announced the stimulus package. The market got better. But let's go back a little bit, John, so your listeners understand that just over a week ago, we had the floor drop out on interest rates. Interest rates dropped the lowest that they had ever been last Monday. And so everybody's excited. 30-year fix goes through the floor, drops down below 3%. And then the next day, Tuesday, they start going up. Why is that? Because the 10-year Treasury usually follows suit with the mortgage-backed securities. And for the first time ever, mortgage-backed securities start going up and the 10-year Treasury starts going down. It's something I'm calling decoupling. We had the decoupling of the federal funds rate and the mortgage-backed securities all week so that by Friday, just a few days ago, we had the interest rates up a full percentage point versus where they started on Monday. We have never seen such an intra-week discrepancy ever. So what happens this past weekend is that the Federal Reserve slashed the federal funds rate all the way down to 0% to try and bring some stability, to try and bring some, to get the dust to settle in this market and bring some certainty to the uncertainty.
Mark, so let me ask you a question. Let me just stop there. You've given us a lot to absorb, and I am an economics major, but I know 1/100th what you do. But you said something, and I want to make sure that that's correct. You said Treasury rates have dropped, but mortgage rates started to inch up. Did I hear you correctly?
Absolutely. Decoupling.
Now, I have never, ever heard of a decoupling situation, ever.
It's never happened before. That's
okay.
Why.
Tell me why mortgage rates inched up, even though the Treasury, long-term Treasury, declined. What is the genesis of that?
Well, part of it, Joe, is what's called capacity. Understand this, that in an average year, there's $3 trillion worth of mortgages written between purchases and refinances, okay?
Right.
In quarter one of 2020 alone, there's been $12 trillion. So the banks are past their capacity. They cannot write any more loans. They're running out of money.
Oh, okay.
So therefore, the banks are pushing up the rates to kind of artificially increase the rate so that the business slows down.
I get it. That's simply supply and demand. So
correct.
Let me ask you this. The 12, that's huge. You explained that very well. Normally, you said it's $3 trillion a quarter?
No, $3 trillion a year.
$3 trillion a year. So we're talking about...
already done $12 trillion this year.
Got you. So you're usually $750 billion a quarter. And they've done
correct.
$12 trillion is, do you attribute that to people refinancing right now because of Corona?
100%.
Got
it.
Absolutely. All right.
Yeah.
Very
you know,
interesting.
Last year we had the rates dropping because of the trade wars, the tariffs, and then all of a sudden the coronavirus kicks in. So rates have just been coming down. As I go on John's show and talk about that. And then, yeah, they've just come down.
Well, that
now
explains
everybody's
it.
Calling.
That's economics right. 101, supply and demand. The money has slowed down. The money available to finance house, therefore, they're going to tick it up to a notch because of that. That makes sense. I get it.
Yes. So now the Fed's talking, Joe, about quantitative easing again. They're offering $700 billion towards quantitative easing, $500 billion worth of treasuries, $200 billion worth mortgage-backed securities. So John asked what the listeners should be doing right now. So, yes, rates are off their lows of last week. They're not as low as they were a month ago. We're talking yesterday they dropped down to 3.75 from 3.9. I would say get in line right now because when the market, the capacity does open back up, you don't want to be left behind and you want to get involved now. So we're getting tons of calls of people that are like, hey, I heard rates are down at 3%. No, they're not. They've moved up. So get in line now. Call us and get ready to because the rates are going to come down.
But Mark, you're in the mortgage business. Do you have that cash now or are you expecting to get it in order to, I mean, to be better to service people?
Great question. Okay, so we are a lender and a broker, Joe. So we have $10 million that we lend on our warehouse line. We lend it and then we get it off the warehouse line very quickly. Right now we are at full capacity, okay, which is exciting, but at the same time, the banks that we're getting the $10 million from and then, you know, pushing it back through the door, everything has slowed down, again, going back to the supply and demand, the capacity.
Now you don't.
And that is what's pushing the rates up.
You don't service your mortgages. You find a mortgage for your customers, and then the bank that loaned that money either services it or they send it on to somebody else. You're just involved just finding them that mortgage money, getting the percentage origination fee, and moving on. Is that right?
That is correct. Although most of our loans do not have any origination fee. The bank is paying us. We have prearranged agreements with the banks for delivering the packages.
Well, I want to buy three properties right now, okay? I'm selling my house that John, you're here, over on Seminary. It's a $900,000 house. We're selling it. Because I got to move into my Senate district, and we're going to buy some more property. Should I be I think this is the best time to buy. I like the old adage, when everybody is scared, that's the time to get greedy, and when everybody's happy, that's the time to sell.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. That's why I went forward and purchased this radio station in the middle of this, because everybody's selling. I want to buy. That's the time to buy. This too shall pass.
Yeah.
So, I Mark, to Joe's question, I've got a half a minute. Should he be buying now?
Absolutely. Absolutely, he should be buying now. I would be selling right now, but I'd be buying right now.
What he should do is he should call Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221, 202-625-1221, or go to cornerstonefirst.com. I know if he calls you up, Mark, you're going to give him the best service, the best rate, the best of everything. He's got to be your number one client of all time that you take care of. Do it personally, but I got to go right now.